Homily for Monday, the 12th of June, 2023. This is the homily which I gave yesterday for the feast of the Body and Blood of Christ. This feast of the Body and Blood of Christ celebrates the Eucharist, what we as church and parish do here every Sunday. So I'd like to reflect on this sacrament, which so clearly identifies us as disciples of Jesus and as Catholics. At every Eucharist, we remember what Jesus said and did. He takes bread, blesses, breaks, and gives it to his friends, saying, "Take this and eat it. It is my body, given for you." Then he takes the cup of wine, blesses and gives it to them, saying, "This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many." Then Jesus adds, "Do this. Do this as my memorial." The context of that first Eucharist is crucial. The community of disciples Jesus had worked so hard to nurture is about to disintegrate, and he senses it. Judas has already sold him out. Peter, in whom he had placed such special trust, will deny and desert him. And Peter will be followed by all the other disciples. So now, in the face of coming denial, desertion, and his own death, Jesus chooses to share himself, to share his life. And he chooses to share himself with the very people who will deny and desert him. That first Eucharistic assembly was a community of the unwilling, the unworthy, and the unbrave. And yet in Jesus' understanding, it was absolutely right that he give himself to weak, unreliable people. It was right because he was acting in hope. Hope in what God can do, working through our all-too-human lives. Jesus acted in the understanding that there's much more to us than what we do of ourselves alone. There's real life in us, and it's God's own life, God's own spirit life. It's the same spirit life in us as in Jesus himself. And let's reflect on that. There's more to me than just me. But if I don't search for that more, search for that spirit life in me, then I am choosing to live small. The meager life. I am choosing to live alone in my deepest self, the hopeless life. But back now to the supper scene, Jesus with his disciples. In Jesus's Jewish imagination, blood meant life. Chaim is the Hebrew word for life. In fact, so close was blood associated with life that kosher rules for food preparation required the blood of animals be completely drained from them before cooking. The fear was that in consuming an animal's blood, you would begin to act like the animal. When Jesus identifies the wine with his own blood, he's identifying it with his own life. He's saying, drink in, take in my life, my way of life. Live as I live. I think we all know the Jewish toast, L'chaim, to life. Our L'chaim, our greatest toast and prayer is to Jesus' life, to his spirit life, to living Jesus' own God life. We are the direct descendants of that first Eucharistic community. Things haven't changed all that much. Now, we are the community of the unwilling, unworthy, and unbrave. And again, Jesus will speak and act in great hope. Hope in the Spirit of God in us. Hope in the life of God acting within us. And again he will say, do this. Do this. Do my way. Do my life. Do God's life. Pour your life out into the lives of others, even into the lives of weak, sinful people. Let the world see what real mercy, real forgiveness looks like. Let your hospitality become shockingly expansive, shamelessly inclusive, just like mine, just like Jesus. The Eucharist summons us to become Jesus's living memorial, and that's becoming God's mercy, God's forgiving love for all. For all. Not only are bread and wine changed at our Eucharist, we are changed. We are changed. Now, to live for the life of the world. Now, to live for others. Now, to be the very body of Christ.